الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من لقاءات هذه الدورة لها بالمفتاح إلى العلم. Dear brothers and sisters, our welcome session of this course, which is titled by Key to Knowledge. ونحن اليوم مع آخر فصل من فصول الإيمان باليوم الآخر And here we are with the last session of the sessions of believing in the last day. وهو تلك النهاية الحتمية, and that is the essential end. ويا إما نعيم مقيم وإما عذاب مستمر أليم. And it is either permanent pleasure, or constant severe torment. ونعني بذلك ما سيكون من أمر دخول الناس الجنة أو النار. And we mean by that, what people going to end up with, either entering the paradise or entering the fire. كما قال الله عز وجل في آية آل عمران الآية 135, عز الله تعالى سيد in the ayah number 135 of Surah Ali Imran, قال تعالى in the ayah في الآية 85 منها, in the ayah number 185 of it. Allah عز وجل يقول كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Every soul shall taste death, and only on the day of resurrection shall you be paid your wages in full. And whosoever is removed from, away from the fire and admitted to paradise, he indeed is successful. The life of this world is only the enjoyment of deception. So Allah Ta'ala is warning us against this. والله عز وجل يحذرنا من هذه النهاية الأليمة وهي دخول النار. النار وما أدراك ما النار. ورد ذكرها في القرآن قريبا من الضعف مما ورد ذكر الجنة فيه. It was mentioned in the Quran here about double the times of the Jannah being mentioned in the Quran. وكل هذا للتحذير منها ومن الأعمال التي تسوق إليها. And all this is warning against it and against all deeds that lead to it. والجنة هي دار الثواب لمن أطاع الله. والنار هي دار العقاب لمن عصاه. The Jannah, the paradise, is the place of reward of Allah for those who obeyed Him. And the fire is the place of the punishment of Allah for those who disobeyed him and disbelieved in Him. والجنة والنار مخلوقتان موجودتان. And the paradise and fire are already created and they are existing. أما الجنة فهي في السماء السابعة كما بين الله عز وجل ذلك في سورة النجم. As for the paradise is existing in the seventh layer of heavens, as Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Najm, Ayah 13 or 15 minha, in Ayah number 13 to 15 of it. قال الله عز وجل الله عز وجل سيد ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة المأوى. And indeed he Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم saw him, meaning Jibreel, as they are a second descent another time near Sidratul Muntaha, a loot tree of the utmost boundary of over the seventh heaven, beyond which none can pass. Near it is the paradise of abode. Allah Azza wa Jal أخبرنا بمكان الجنة. والجنة كما جاء في صحيح مسلم في صحيح البخاري من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال and the paradise as in صحيح البخاري and the church of Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said إن في الجنة مئة درجة أعدها الله للمجاهدين في سبيل الله ما بين الدرجتين كما بين السماء والأرض. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that verily in the Jannah there are 100 ranks that Allah prepared for those who struggle for the sake of Allah. Between each two ranks is as far as what is between the heavens and earth. وأعلى الجنة مكان يقال له الفردوس الأعلى. وفوقه عرش الرحمن ومنه تتفجر أنهار الجنة. On the highest rank of it is what is called Al-Firdaus Al-A'la, which nothing above it except the throne of Allah, and from it all the rivers of the paradise fountain. كما جاء في حديث أبي هريرة عند البخاري هذا الحديث أبو هريرة إن صحيح البخاري فإذا سألتم الله فسألوه الفردوس الأعلى فإنه أوسط الجنة وأعلى الجنة وفوقه عرش الرحمن ومنه تفجر أنهار الجنة. عيسى صلى الله عليه وسلم said if you would ask Allah Ta'ala so the Prophet ﷺ said, if you ask Allah the Jannah, then ask Him the highest level of it, which is Al-Firdaus. And verily it is the middle of the Jannah and the highest level of it, and nothing above it except the throne of Ar-Rahman. And from it, all the rivers of the Jannah fountain. وَالْجَنَّةُ لَهَا أبواب ثمانية ما بين مصراعي الباب الواحد منها كما بين المشرق والمغرب. And the Jannah, the paradise has 8 gates. Each gate of them, the space between the two sides of it is as the space between the east and the west. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الحديث عند البخاري من حديث سهل بن سعد الساعدي أبو العباس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال عند حديث البخاري عند الثوري أبو العباس سهل بن سعد الساعدي ما الله بيبليز وذن لا يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم سيد إن في الجنة ثمانية أبواب فيها باب يسمى الريان لا يدخله إلا الصائمون. Verily in the Jannah there are 8 gates. One of them is called الريان and no one enters from it except those who used to fast for the sake of Allah. وما فيها من النعيم and the pleasure which is stored in it لا تدرك العقول. The intellects cannot measure it, cannot know how it is. ولا تراه العيون إلا يوما يدخل المؤمنون الجنة. And no eye can see it unless the believers enter the Jannah. ولا تسمع به الآذان في هذه الحياة الدنيا. And ears cannot hear of it except in the year after when they enter the Jannah and they see it. ولا خطر على قلب بشر and never it can approach with the reality of it to a heart or a brain of any mankind. وأما النار as for the fire فهي دار العقاب التي أعدها الله عز وجل لطائفتين من الناس. As for the fire, as the place of the punishment of Allah, which He Allah Ta'ala prepared and created for two types of people. طائفة هم أهلها الأصليون وهم الكفار المشركون الملحدون. One type of people who are the origin dwellers of it, and those are the disbelievers, atheists. The disbelievers and the pagans and those who worship any others besides Allah, or those who denies Allah, or those who denies anything that Allah Ta'ala commanded mankind to believe in. وَأَمَّا الطَّائِبَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ As for the second type of people, فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مُخَلَّدِينَ فِيهَا They are not abiding in it. They are not abiding in it forever. وَهُمْ عُصَاتُ الْمُوَحِدِينَ And they are of the believers. وَهُمْ تَحْتَ مَشِيئَةِ اللَّهِ And they are under the will of Allah. إن شاء عذبهم في النار بقدر ذنوبهم ثم أخرجهم منها وإن شاء عفا عنهم. If he سبحانه وتعالى wills, he punished them, he charged them for their sins, and then he take them out of it to the Jannah, and if he wills, he forgive them from the beginning. ذلك أن الذنب الذي لا يغفره الله هو الشرك. And that is because the sin that Allah Ta'ala forgives not is the shirk alone. كما قال تعالى في سورة النساء الآية 48 منها. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 48 of it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ Verily Allah forgives not that partners should be set up with Him in worship, but He forgives except that anything else to whom He wills. وكما أن الجنة في أعلى السماوات فإن النار في أسفل الأراضين. And as the paradise is located in the highest of the heavens, the fire is located in the lowest of the earth. كما جاء ذلك عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما في التفسير. As it is reported from ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما in تفسير. وكما أن للجنة أبواب ثمانية فإن للنار أبواب سبعة. And as that the paradise has eight gates, the fire has seven gates. كما قال الله عز وجل في سورة الحجر في الآية الرابعة والأربعين منها. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hijr in Ayah 44 of it, لَهَا سَبْعَةُ وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمَوْعِدُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنْهُمْ جُزْءٌ مَقْسُومٌ. And surely hell is the promised place for them all. It meaning the hell has seven gates. For each of those gates is a special class of sinners assigned. وكما أن لي والجنة درجات كما تقدم 100 درجة فإن النار درجات. And as the Jannah, the paradise as we say, has darajat, ranks or steps to go up, فَإِنَّ لِلنَّارِ darakat, steps to go down or downgrade ranks. كما جاء ذلك عن عبد الرحمن بن أسلم وأن أسفل دركات النار هي دار المنافقين. كما أخبر الله عز وجل عن ذلك في سورة النساء في الآية 45 بعد 100 عن the lowest level of the fire as that which is prepared for the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, ayah 145, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ بِالدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. Verily the hypocrites will be in the lowest depth grade of the fire. No helper will you find for them. وقد جاء عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بيان عظم حرارة هذه النار. And it is reported from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم the description of the massive heat of this fire. كما ثبت عند البخاري ومسلم من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال. And it is reported authentically in Bukhari and Muslim on the third of Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه that he صلى الله عليه وسلم said ناركم جزء من سبعين جزءا من نار جهنم. Your fire, meaning that which you use today, whatsoever fire you use today in the stove, in the candle, in the factories, and whatsoever, all this fire is only one part of 70 parts of the fire of the last day. بل إن الشمس بحرارتها تكور يوم القيامة وتلقى في النار. However, even the sun with all this massive heat that it has would be rolled up as a ball on the day of resurrection and thrown into the fire. ومن عظم هذه النار أن وقودها ليس الزيت والأخشاب وإنما وقودها الأبدان والأحجار. And this fire, the fire of Jahannam, is not like this fire of today, as the fuel of it is not wood and oil, but it is stones and bodies. كما أخبر الله عز وجل في سورة البقرة, as Allah Ta'ala informed us in سورة البقرة في الآية الرابعة والعشرين منها, as in آية 24 of it, قال تعالى فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أعدت للكافرين. But if you do not if you do it not and you can never do it, meaning to bring a similar book like Quran, then fear the fire, the hell, whose fuel is men and stones prepared for the disbelievers. والإيمان بالجنة والنار أيها الأحبة يتحقق بأمور ثلاثة. And believing in the paradise and fire will be obtained by three things. الأول, the first, الاعتقاد الجازم, the firm belief, بأنهما حق, that they both are true, وأن الجنة دار المتقين, and that the paradise is the land for the believers and fearers, وأن النار دار الكافرين والمنافقين, and that the fire is the land of abode of the disbelievers and hypocrites. كما قال الله عز وجل في سورة النساء في الآية 56 و57 منها, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 56 and 57 of it. Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِمْ نَارًا كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ إن الله كان عزيزا حكيما. وقال في حق المؤمنين والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سندخلهم جنات من تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا لهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وندخلهم ظلا ظليلا. الله تعالى said, as in the translation of the interpretation of these two ayat, describing in the first ayah the fire and the kuffar, surely those who disbelieve in our ayat, proofs, evidences, verses, lessons, signs, revelations, etc., we shall burn them in fire as often as their skins are roasted through. We shall change them for other skins that they may taste the punishment. Truly Allah is ever most powerful, all wise. And here Allah Ta'ala said, describing the believers and the place they are going to abide in, but those who believe in the oneness of Allah and the Islamic monotheism and do deeds of righteousness, we shall admit them to gardens under which rivers flow, abiding therein forever. Therein they shall have أزواج مطهرة. أزواج مطهرة, meaning they're gonna have no menses. These wives, they're gonna have wives in the Jannah, in the Paradise. These wives will have no menses, no stool, no urine, nothing that can cause them to be away from their husbands. And also, now, verily, now, and also they are purified wives, and they are always virgin. Once you enjoy them, they immediately return to be virgin. And we shall admit them to shades, wide and ever deepening paradise. And that is the first principle for believing in the paradise and fire. And the second, believing that they are existing, they were created and they are existing, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Ali Imran Ayah 133 about the Jannah, أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ كَمَا وَالثَّانِي مِنْ مَا يَتَحَقَّقُ بِهِ الْإِيمَانُ بِالْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ هُوَ اعْتِقَادُ وُجُودِهِمَا وَأَنَّهُمَا مَخْلُوقَتَانِ كما قال الله تعالى في سورة آل عمران في الآية 33 بعد 100 منها عن الجنة أعدت للمتقين. So Allah Ta'ala said it is prepared for the متقين, those who fear Allah in this life world. وقال تعالى في النار كما في سورة البقرة في الآية 24 أعدت للكافرين. And Allah تعالى said about the fire as in Ayah 24 of سورة البقرة, prepared for the disbelievers and hypocrites. قد جاء في حديث عقبال بن حصين في الصحيحين عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال, and it is reported in the hadith of عمران بن حصين in the two books of hadith al-Sahihain, Bukhari Muslim, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, اطلعت في الجنة فرأيت أكثر أهل الفقراء واطلعت في النار فرأيت أكثر أهل النساء. He said, I had a look into the paradise and if I saw that most of the residents of it are the poor people in this worldly life. And I had a look into the fire and I found that most of the residents of it are women. وَأَمَّا الثَّالِثِ مِمَّا يَتَحَقَّقُ بِهِ الْإِيمَانُ بِالْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ. As for the third principle that believing in the Jannah Nar can be obtained with, هو اعتقاد أما الثالث من هذه الأمور التي بها يحصل الإيمان بالجنة والنار هو اعتقاد دوامهما وبقائهما وأنهما لا تفنيان ولا يفنى من فيهما. It is that to believe that these two places, the paradise and fire, are remaining forever. They never get destroyed or stopped, nor that the people in them are going to have an end for their lives. كما قال تعالى في سورة النساء في الآية 13 منها, as Allah تعالى said in سورة النساء آية 13, تلك حدود الله ومن يطع الله ورسوله يدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وذلك الفوز العظيم. ومن يعص الله ورسوله ويتعد حدوده يدخله نارا خالدا فيها وله عذاب مهين. يا الله تعالى سيد there, these are the limits set by Allah or ordainment as regards laws of inheritance, and whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, meaning Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, will be admitted to gardens under which rivers flow in paradise to abide therein, and that will be the great success. And in regard to the fire, Allah Ta'ala said, as in the following ayah, as in the translation of the interpretation, and whosoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and transgresses his limits, he will cast him into the fire to abide therein, and he shall have a disgraceful torment. وأيضا يؤمن بأن وقد جاء في الصحيحين من حديث عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, and it is reported in the two صحيح books of hadith, two authentic books of hadith, Bukhari and Muslim, and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يدخل الله أهل الجنة الجنة وأهل النار النار. ثم يقوم مؤذن بينهم فيقول: يا أهل الجنة لا موت، ويا أهل النار لا موت، كل خالد فيما هو فيه. عيسى صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah Ta'ala will admit the people of Jannah into Jannah, the Jannah, and the people of fire, the fire, and then a declarer will stand between them and say, people of Jannah, all people of Jannah, no death. All people of fire, no death. Every one of you will uphold, will abide on what he is upon forever. فهذه هي طرق الإيمان بالجنة والنار. These are the ways of believing in the Jannah and fire. وأما ثمرات ذلك، ثمرات الإيمان باليوم الآخر، as the fruits, as for the fruits of believing in the last day. فإن أولها، the first one of them، الحرص على طاعة الله رغبة في ثواب ذلك اليوم والبعد عن معصيته خوفا من عقاب ذلك اليوم. The eagerness on obeying Allah Ta'ala, hoping to earn the reward of that day and be distanced and refraining away from disobedience, fearing the punishment and torment of that day. والثاني تسلية المؤمن عما يفوت من نعيم الدنيا ومتاعيا بما يرجوه من نعيم الآخرة وثوابها. And as for the second, pleasing the believer of what he misses of the pleasure of this worldly life and the enjoyment of this worldly life. With what he is hoping of the great pleasure on the in the Jannah or in the last day. والثالث استشعار كمال عدل الله. والثالث استشعار كمال عدل الله تعالى حيث لا يجازي، حيث يجازي كلا بعمله مع رحمته بعباده. And the third is to feel the complete and perfect justice of Allah as he reckoning and judge everyone with what he did besides his mercy that he bestows on his slaves. وبهذا نكون قد أتينا على ختام هذا الفصل، وهو الإيمان باليوم الآخر. ويكون إن شاء الله تعالى لقاؤنا القادم تحضيرا للاختبار، يعني يوم السبت. And by this we have ended up the session of the fifth pillar or article of faith, believing in the last day. And this means that we are going to have a revision on the coming Saturday of the quiz of this article, and on Sunday we are going to have the quiz inshallah ta'ala. Get prepared for that, and if you have any questions now you can raise them. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu sallam mubarak ala nabiyyina Muhammad ala alihi wa sahbihi. If you have any question on Baltop, you can raise your hand. On Wizik, you can type one, please. Now, Hamza, go ahead. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Could you please repeat the second fruit of belief in the last day? بارك الله نعم فيكم بارك الله نعم. We said that the second one is the pleasure that the believer will have when he knows that what he lost of the enjoyment and entertainment of this world is going to be replaced with better than it in the hereafter. That is the second one. Wallahu a'lam. Now, my sister was at school and normally she prays Salat al-Duhur as soon as she has a break. But after Duhur, she got her menses. Does she have to make it up when her menses finishes? No. As long as she had the menses during the time of Dhuhr, meaning in the time between the Dhuhr and Asr, then she doesn't have, because Salah has a time which is called Waqt Muwassa. Salah has a time that is called Waqt Muwassa, meaning wide time frame of this prayer. Person can pray in between this, in the beginning and the end of the time of the prayer. So if she had the menses at the middle or just before Asr, she doesn't have to make up the salah. Allahu Akbar. Second fruit, I promise. Send us, go ahead. It seems that send. If a Muslim was oppressed by a kafir, will they get their reward deeds from them on the day of judgment? Barakallah. If he is oppressed and he was patient for the sake of Allah, because he either is weak or he can't and do nothing, then Allah Ta'ala will reward him for his patience. As Allah Ta'ala told the Prophet ﷺ to be patient with the kuffar. And here Allah Ta'ala said that those who are upon patience, their reward is only upon Allah Ta'ala. And those who oppress the Muslim, they will have their punishment severely. Wallahu a'lam. أم حفصة ضايع. يا أم حفصة السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. What is exactly the difference between seeking forgiveness and توبة؟ بارك الله. No difference, not much difference, but seeking forgiveness could be from a particular could be general, because seeking forgiveness of a sin, seeking forgiveness of a little worship, not much like that. But tawbah usually is from the sin. It's from the sin when somebody commits a sin, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Furqan, إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا لأجله. والله أعلم. أبو مجاهد قوي. أبو مجاهد سودو بعلماء say about creating stories for children in this considered, is this considered line? والله better not to, يعني there are a lot of stories you can tell it to the children instead of يعني creating them. Of course this would be any type of lying, although some ulama say if it leads to something good then it is not lying, but it is better not to. And alhamdulillah our yani library and our histories yani containing yani large number of stories for children to be yani said to them, told to them. Allah. Lemon head, go ahead. And what I say, when you say the woman in heaven will become virgin every time she is with her husband, why would this happen? It seems like we are saying women are dirty. No. How come? How do you understand that? Why do you understand that woman is dirty? Astaghfirullah. It is not dirty or not dirty, but it is forbidden for a man to enjoy his wife when she is in the menses. As well Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيضِ قُلْ هُوَ أَذَى فَاَعْتَزِلُوا النِّسَاءَ بِالْمَحِيضِ. As well Allah Ta'ala said in this ayah, and they ask you about the time of menses, as in the ayah number 222 of Surah Al-Baqarah. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيضِ قُلْ هُوَ أَذًى فَاعْتَزِلُوا النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيضِ وَلَا تَقْرَبُوهُنَّ حَتَّى يَطْهُرْنَ فَإِذَا تَطَهَّرْنَ فَأْتُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. They ask you concerning menstruation. Say, O Muhammad, that is an adha, meaning harmful thing for a husband to have a sexual intercourse with his wife while she is having her menses. And even it is a harmful thing for her, as the modern science proved that when the blood of menses is re-pumped into the womb, it then turns like yani a cause of cancer. It damages the structure of the womb. It's not the matter of that the woman is dirty. No, the blood is dirty. As Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ هُوَ أَذَى. Allah Ta'ala did not say قُلْ هِيَ. Allah Ta'ala said قُلْ هُوَ. قُلْ هُوَ meaning the blood. Allah Ta'ala said, say that is an أَذَى. That is, not she is, that is, meaning the menstruation, the حَيْض. And then Allah Ta'ala continued saying, therefore, keep away from women during menses and get not to them till they are purified from menses and have taken a bath. And when they have purified themselves, then go into them as Allah has ordained for you. Go into them and any manner as long as it is in their vagina. Truly Allah loves those who turn to Him in repentance and loves those who purify themselves by taking a bath and cleaning and washing thoroughly their private parts, bodies, for their prayers. So Allah Ta'ala has described it. Now, he said, I understand about the menses, but I am talking the virgin path, as I'm telling you. Now, when the woman lost her virginity, what will happen? It bleeds. And also, it's not a matter of dirt. The men prefers the virgin woman, because there is a type of enjoyment. There is a type of enjoyment when and that's why the Prophet ﷺ, when he met Jabir ibn Abdullah one day, when his father Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Haram was killed as a merchant in the Battle of Uhud, he had left behind Jabir a number of the sisters, and he cannot take care of them. Now, and their mother was passed away before them, so he married to a non-virgin woman. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam met him one day and he asked him, "You look like newly married." He said, "Yes." He said, "Is it virgin or non-virgin, tayyib?" He said, "No, tayyib." He said, "Should it not be a virgin? So you play with her and she plays with you?" It means that when the person marries a virgin, they're going to be some type of love and enjoyment and entertainment. Now, not like when he married to a non-virgin woman. That's why Allah Ta'ala in Surah Al-Rahman said, وَثَيِّبَاتٍ وَأَبْكَارًا. Now, and Allah Ta'ala said that لَمْ يَطْمِثُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ. Those حور العين in the Jannah were not enjoyed by men nor by jinn, mankind nor jinn. So that is the meaning. It's a complete enjoyment. And even the woman herself, when she tasted the first time, this would be much more different from it being someone who already had a taste of it. So that is the matter of it. It's not related to dirt or not dirt. The blood is dirty, but not the woman. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ one day told Aisha radiallahu anha to pass him the praying rug. She said, "Ya Rasulullah, I'm in the menses." He said, "Your menses is not in your hand. So the dirt of the blood is not in your hand." So she is not. And she radiallahu anha said that Rasulullah ﷺ used to lay down and put his head between my thighs and recite the Quran and remember Allah Ta'ala. And she said, "And I would be then in menses." But she is protecting. So it's not a matter of dirt. The woman is dirty. No, it's not that dirty. The woman is not dirty unless if she doesn't clean up. But as long as she takes care as Allah Ta'ala guided her, she is up on the highest level of purity and cleanliness. Wallahu a'lam. Umm Ismail, go ahead. We'll take this as last question, inshallah. If a divorced sister with a 8-year-old son wants to marry a brother that wishes to perform hijrah, but the father of the son may not agree to taking their son, and also he is deviating. Is it permissible for the mother to take him without the father's permission? Well, first of all, the boy, the son, from 7 years, is given the choice to go with whom he wishes, father or mother. That is in Islam. So if the boy decided to go with the mother, خلاص, it is much better, and she takes him without even any permission from the father. And if the father is a deviant, then he has no right with the son, because he might corrupt the son and cause him deviation. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.